KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
We begin with this news just in. Deputy Police Commissioner Shadrach Sibiya has been placed on a leave of absence. This has just been confirmed by the National Police Commissioner, Fani Masemola, who is in Durban at this moment, receiving the memorandum of demands that's being handed over by the protesters who have been marching in the CBD in support of KZN Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi. We'll bring you more on this breaking news story in the next news bulletin. Well, the incoming acting police minister says KZN will be on top of his list of priorities when he steps into the role in 2 weeks' time.
Step one, which is to meet with the national commissioner. Once I've done so, we will then discuss what are the next steps. My feeling is that I should prioritize KwaZulu-Natal with him and that we should jointly visit the province as a matter of priority and make some decisions.
President Cyril Ramaphosa appointed Feroz Khechalia after placing Senzo Mcunu on a leave of absence over claims he interfered in police probes. Khechalia is currently a law professor and director of the Mandela Institute at Wits University. The 66-year-old is also the chair of the National Anti-Corruption Advisory Council. In an interview with Newswatch, Khechalia said he believes President Cyril Ramaphosa made the right decision in setting up a commission of inquiry into the allegations made by KZN top cop Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi.
I know that people are frustrated because commissions of inquiry take time. They will be able to make factual determinations and make recommendations, which I believe are going to be enormously helpful to myself.
Professor Khechalia says the commission of inquiry will run parallel to what he has to do.
I don't have to wait for recommendations from them, but I have to look carefully at their terms of reference to see what specific matters have been allocated to them for them to investigate. Outside of those parameters, I will have to take, together with the National Commission and the police leadership, other consequential decisions. And as soon as I've had the opportunity to engage with him, we will have to communicate those decisions publicly.
Another eThekwini employee has been implicated in theft. The city's Integrity and Investigations Directorate says a truck driver from its water division has been arrested on suspicion of stealing diesel. He was allegedly caught siphoning the fuel at his house in Hammersdale, west of Durban. It's the fourth such case reported in the last few months. eThekwini spokesperson Gugu Sisilana.
The employee confessed to committing this illegal act for over 3 months. The suspect was apprehended by the police in Mpumalanga while in possession of 21 containers, each holding 25 litres of diesel. This is a clear act of defiance against the municipality's religious efforts to combat fraud and corruption. The suspect acknowledged awareness of other truck drivers who have also been caught siphoning diesel from municipal water trucks.
And NATO members across Europe are offering to buy U.S. military equipment that can be sent to Ukraine. In an apparent change of position on the conflict, President Trump has announced a scaling up of support for Kyiv and threatened Russia with severe tariffs if it doesn't end the war in 50 days. Former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev has described it as a theatrical ultimatum. But the EU's foreign policy chief, Keir Kallas, says the Trump administration now understands that Moscow doesn't want peace. The top story this hour and in breaking news, the Deputy Police Commissioner, Shadrach Sibiya, has been placed on a leave of absence following those corruption allegations made by KwaZulu-Natal Provincial Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi. More news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Rassie Erasmus names an uncapped front row for the Springbok showdown with Georgia this weekend. Xander Schauffele confident that he can defend his open title this week at Royal Portrush. And Lance Klusner has been reappointed as the Durban Supergiants head coach for the new Betway SA20.